You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. I talked to the newest winner of the Nobel Prize about couple equity, the extent to which couples give one partner the big career and the other the lesser. I'm David Brancaccio. It has been an exciting few days for the winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics announced this week, but I was able to get Harvard's Claudia Golden on the line during a quiet moment. Golden revolutionized the study of how and why women are paid less and otherwise held back from the same career trajectories as men. Dr. Golden, congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
Highly educated women who've gotten their way to the top now face, you find, the biggest gender wage gaps. I mean, why is that, even for the most successful women?
Right, because a gap is a difference. So that doesn't mean that they themselves aren't doing well. We're not shedding tears for the lawyer who works at a boutique law firm, but we're comparing her with an individual. The wage gap is large because disproportionately women sort of step back and then step forward in terms of their career when they have care responsibilities.
No, I mean, I take your point that if someone's making a lot of money at the top of their careers, it's not the raw amount of the wage gap that should be of great concern. But there is a fairness issue that could cause people to be upset, right? That doesn't seem right.
It does not. So, for example, we have two lawyers and they have kids, and so they have a choice. They can both take the flexible job, and both of them can be on call at home, or one of them could take the less flexible job, make, oh, a lot more, let's say $60,000 a year more. Well, that's a lot of money to give up for couple equity. So instead, they give up couple equity. That accounts for a large difference for these sort of high-income, high-education couples. They have given up couple equity, and at the same time, they have thrown gender equality under the bus.
What's so interesting about your point, Professor, is that a lot of blame can be placed on society and culture at large, but maybe the fault, dear Brutus, lies within our couples, within ourselves.
There are several places that we can put blame. So one area is that certain occupations offer what I was calling greedy jobs. It's the greediness of that other job that said, hey, couple, if you give up couple equity, we'll give you $60,000 more a year if you give yourself essentially to the firm. The blame also lies in a society which says, if someone has to take the on-call at-home position, it should be the woman. The flip side of this, by the way, is that it's not just the person who has the greater care responsibilities who is giving up something, but it's the other person who is living a life of the high flyer but is not going to see his child take her first step.
Harvard's Claudia Golden, who learned this week that she's the sole winner of the 2023 Royal Bank of Sweden's Prize in Economic Sciences in memory of Alfred Nobel. Professor Golden, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. I've had a very good time.
We also discussed how the rise of remote work has the potential to help close the gender wage gap. And then there are the unpredictable effects of increasingly sophisticated artificial intelligence on wage and career gaps. We'll have the extended version of my conversation with Dr. Golden on demand from the Marketplace.org homepage. Israel's government has approved $6 billion in war insurance for Israeli airlines. Normal insurance has a cancellation clause 7 days after the outbreak of war. Many airlines around the world have canceled flights to and from Israel, but El Al, Israel, and Arkia are still flying and have added flights in some cases. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
For the first time, the IRS has released an accounting of taxes owed but not paid. The agency calls this the tax gap. And for the latest year available, 2021, the amount totaled nearly $700 billion. That's more than 40% of what the federal government spent that year on everything except required funding, such as Medicare and Social Security. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
And to put it another way, David, the amount of tax not collected in 2021 would have easily paid interest payments on government debt that year, and you'd still have plenty left over. Previously, the IRS put out projections for the tax gap covering a range of years. Now it's going to do it 1 year at a time. And it's doing this while underscoring the need for more funding so that it can increase compliance. There's been a lot of debate, of course, in Congress about whether the IRS should get more funding. The Inflation Reduction Act provided $80 billion over 10 years. Republicans in the House clawed back $20 billion during debt ceiling negotiations earlier this year. The IRS is now trying to show how increased funding would help the government's fiscal troubles, which is, of course, central to the current dysfunction in the House over the federal budget.
Mm. And what's the common route used by Roger, the tax dodger?
Well, the largest chunk is $542 billion, and that comes from underreporting income. You can imagine, for example, gig workers who may not be having their incomes directly reported to the IRS by their employers, then choosing to not report that income themselves either. And it's important to note that the IRS says that it can't provide a complete accounting. It can't track some things very well, such as digital currencies, offshore accounts, corporate tax dodging. So the agency believes there's actually even more money out there that is owed and not paid.
Nova, thanks. Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Dylan Mietinen. Our engineers are Jessen Dueller and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.